Michael was in over his head. He asserted that God came first, family second, and work and extracurricular activities last. However, when he evaluated how he spent his day, there was little, if any, time spent communicating with the Lord, and he didn't have much energy and enthusiasm for his family. There are strategies in God's Word for avoiding this downward spiral of spending time on what doesn't matter, and as a result, depleting our best resources for what does matter. The prophet Isaiah reminds us that our true calling or purpose in life is to glorify God. God created us for His glory, honor, reputation, or splendor. Therefore, we must seek the Lord's face to determine our calling for this season of our lives. God will reveal His purpose for us, instructing and teaching us in the way we should go, counseling us with His eye upon us. The challenge lies in choosing to say yes to the activities that align with His purpose and no to those that do not. We must remember that when we say yes, even to a good activity, we are implicitly saying no to a best activity, time doing what is truly our calling.